The biggest secret is that, you know, you have to remember the power that you have within to become anything that you hope to one day be. And that, you know, more than anything, it doesn't come down to talent. It doesn't come down to experience, resources, friends, who you know. It really comes down to having the tenacity, the perseverance, the will, and the drive to want to become the best that you can possibly be. And that means you can reinvent yourself at any age or any stage. And I know for me, I pulled out all the best lessons I possibly could from being an NFL cheerleader. I applied that to the sales world. And that was really the catalyst for me going in and, you know, really showing what I could do and making a huge impact on the organization, which then translated into that very first promotion into management. And then it was just onward and upward from there.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. An Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors healthcare.
Is it possible to reinvent yourself at any age? Well, according to my guest on today's show, it is. Today we have Kelly Roach from the Unstoppable Success Radio podcast. Kelly has gone from an NFL cheerleader to a million-dollar mogul. Kelly is a highly sought-after business growth strategist on a mission to help 1 million entrepreneurs launch, monetize, and scale their dream business without compromising their quality of life or going broke in the process. Kelly is an international best-selling author. Before launching her own international consulting firm, Kelly was a Fortune 500 executive. Kelly's expertise in working with organizations lies in helping drive innovation, leadership development, sales strategy, and profitable growth, as well as being featured on many business shows like Forbes, Bloomberg Business Week, Entrepreneur on Fire, ABC. Kelly gives back to society by co-founding Give Her Courage, a movement to instill courage and confidence in young girls all around the world. So I'm very excited today to learn some secrets that Kelly would like to pass on to give you the confidence to start that business at any age. Hi, it's Anne Nelson, and today my guest is Kelly Roach. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Hi, Anne. Thanks so much for having me.
And I'm here in North Queensland, Australia, on the Pacific Ocean. Where are you?
I am in Westchester, Pennsylvania, in the United States.
And you are a big success on the podcasting world with your own show, Unstoppable Success Radio. But can we just go back a few years and have a look at where you came from?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So I started my career in corporate America, and I started in an entry-level position right out of school, started off doing sales, and then very quickly transitioned to management, and I was promoted 7 times in 8 years. So I climbed the corporate ladder very, very quickly, you know, up into a very high-level executive leadership role. Was running 17 different locations, had a team of about 100 people. And I loved the work, super, super passionate about teaching and coaching and training and helping people to become successful. And most importantly, developing systems for sales and marketing and all the things that I do today. But what I didn't love was the burnout and the hours and, you know, really not earning what I was worth for the work that I was doing. And so I decided that it was time to, you know, go out on my own and get started helping other small business owners to achieve success.
Well, that sounds like a very noble profession to end up in, helping others. You have had your own successes. I believe you have some secrets you'd like to share going back from your cheerleading days.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the biggest secret is that, you know, you have to remember the power that you have within to become anything that you hope to one day be. And that, you know, more than anything, it doesn't come down to talent. It doesn't come down to experience, resources, friends, who you know. It really comes down to having the tenacity, the perseverance, the will, and the drive to want to become the best that you can possibly be. And that means you can reinvent yourself at any age or any stage. And I know for me, I pulled out all the best lessons I possibly could from being an NFL cheerleader. I applied that to the sales world. And that was really the catalyst for me going in and, you know, really showing what I could do and making a huge impact on the organization, which then translated into that very first promotion into management. And then it was just onward and upward from there.
Wow. It seems like you went places in a very short time. So have you worked with people of all ages? Is it possible to start a business when you're older?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. You know, I coach entrepreneurs young and old, beginners and advanced, you know, small businesses and large. And, you know, I can say with 100% certainty that your age is never going to be the defining factor in your success. And you can reinvent yourself at any time, as long as you're willing to do the work. And as long as energetically, you are prepared to make the investment of what it takes to be successful, and you have the drive and the will to follow through.
All right. The baby boomers are now the single biggest generation ever. We make up 20% of the world's population, and this phenomenon is never going to happen again. And we've got longevity as well. We're all living into our 90s, so there's going to be more than a few baby boomer age people that will be looking at ways to either fill in their time or supplement their incomes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some people term it as the gig economy, right? So I always tell people that no matter how secure you think that your job is, you should always have a side hustle. You know, I firmly believe with just the changes that organizations are making and the way that business is being done today, you know, you have to have something that is going to allow you to maintain your freedom and, you know, be able to always have something that can protect your family, put money in savings, you know, all that good stuff.
Yes. I believe some mature age people would find it slightly intimidating having to go and look for a job over 50 and then end up with a much younger boss.
Yeah, I mean, anything's possible, right? So you can become the boss at an older age, or you can become the boss at a younger age. You could be young reporting to someone old. You could be old reporting to someone young. I mean, anything is possible in, you know, today's economy.
If you're looking at going into business for yourself, is it more important to have the attitude, or do you need to have a bit of money behind you?
I think a little bit of both. I always say that, you know, you should give yourself runway and you should definitely set yourself up in a way that is going to allow you to invest money in the business, because you're going to grow so much faster and, you know, it's going to make a huge difference, right? But, you know, it's ultimately not about money. It's about hustle and it's about tenacity, but certainly money buys speed, right? Money absolutely buys speed.
All right. And I suppose starting the side hustle while you have the other job, the other income coming in, is a good way to begin.
Yeah, starting a side hustle is absolutely a fantastic way to get started. And, you know, I recommend it for so many people because I think it's really putting you in a position to really determine, is this what you want to do with your life? Are you committed enough to this that you want to go all in and, you know, kind of stake all the claims on it, right?
Yes, and we don't want to be digging into our retirement savings, I suppose, to start a business without knowing what the future's going to hold. So if we can start that early, the better.
I always say, you know, people always ask me some of my biggest learnings and if I could do something differently, what would I do differently? And I always say, I wish I would have started my business sooner, you know, because it does take time. And that's the biggest thing is no matter what you believe, you know, what you see on the internet, you know, it does take time to build a successful business. And the sooner you get started, the more likely you are to succeed because you have the energy and the time to follow through. But in all instances, if you can have money to invest in things like advertising and getting help, it's going to give you an absolutely huge advantage.
Is it the face of business changing now with the internet? I know we've got the very large Amazon and IKEA seems to have a lot of the retail covered. So is it going to change how we do business in the future? How we're doing it now?
Well, yeah, it's going to continue to shift and change. I mean, I think even, you know, this year we've began to see a revolution in micro content where people are paying attention to content that's 15 seconds or less, 10 seconds or less, a minute or less. And now that's moving even from social media platforms into the smart home devices where people are listening to audio briefings of a minute or 2 minutes of or less. So, you know, it's going to continue to evolve and change. And it's why it's more important than ever if you're committed to maintaining and growing a successful business that you continue to invest in your knowledge and expertise and in understanding the landscape of how to compete in business because it is continually changing and you have to evolve with it if you want to continue to thrive.
Are you able to share some of your success stories? What type of businesses have a better chance of surviving?
Yeah, I've worked with entrepreneurs in all walks of life. You know, I've had spice companies that I've helped add millions of dollars in a single year. And I have medical weight loss firms that I've helped add millions of dollars in a single year. And I've helped people that have products to help crops grow better that have hit their first six-figure year. And people that had never had a single client and were trying for years to get their business off the ground that got their first client in a week, you know, of working with me. So I could give, you know, so many examples. And what I'll tell you ultimately is that it's not about what kind of business, it's really about the business owner and it's about their habits and their decision-making and their investments. You know, so it's the discipline to focus on the things that matter that are going to produce a profit. It's about making strategic long-term decisions versus short-term ones. And it's about making investments in the things that are going to ultimately make the best and biggest impact, like advertising, getting help and building your infrastructure.
How long have you been helping people and how do you work with them?
Sure. So I started my business in 2012 and I work with people in a lot of different capacities. So I have masterminds, I run online courses, I run group coaching programs, I do in-person VIP days, I do private coaching. And so there's lots of different sizes and shapes for lots of different people at all different levels. And I think that's the key, right? It's meeting people where they are and providing to them a solution that's a match for their needs. And so I never try to push a client into a specific thing. What I really try and focus on is figuring out what opportunity is going to be the right one that's going to help them to grow the fastest and have the best results, and then try and match them with a program that's going to be best for them.
So if you're thinking about starting a business, before a potential client reaches out to you, what do they need to know about what they want to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is they need to know that they're ready to grow substantially and that they are willing to both invest mentally, physically, and financially in doing that. And, you know, obviously they need to have a skill set and be pointed in a direction in terms of what they want to do. But a lot of what I do with beginning stage entrepreneurs is help them to refine their message, define their avatar, get clear on their offerings, put together their initial verbiage, decide on pricing and all of those things. So it depends on the level of person in the program that they go into, of course. But many times I understand that those decisions initially are the very things that keep people stuck. And so in many instances, those are the first couple of things that I'll work on with someone.
I see you on your website that you also are involved in giving back to the world and you're involved with some charities. Would you like to share what you do to give back from your business?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So we make donations just about on a weekly basis to Charity Water. We started this about a year and a half ago, and our goal is to bring clean drinking water to as many people as possible for life. And so basically the way that Charity Water works is just about 100% of the money donated goes to the field. And then what happens is they actually initiate building wells in areas of the world where people have no access to water. And so, you know, my mission is to get to the point where we're able to donate enough in a 90-day period to be able to build wells ourselves in partnership with Charity Water. And so that's a big goal that we're working towards. And, you know, to me, being an entrepreneur is not just about helping the people that can pay you, but it's also about helping the people that can't help themselves, right? And I believe that clean drinking water is a basic, essential human need that everyone deserves access to. And so I'm just trying to play like one little small part in contributing to that.
That's very commendable, especially now that we're older, but anyone in business or when we're older that we give back and help. And that's one of the good things that we can do with their lives is to provide help to others that need it. Do you have a favorite quote you'd like to share?
It's been my same quote for so many years now, Anne. It's be the best that you can possibly be in everything that you do.
It's great talking to you. And I see you've helped a lot of entrepreneurs. And are you able to share what they are doing wrong? You know, where are most people going wrong in their businesses?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, essentially, most entrepreneurs do not have the right systems in place for sales, marketing, and management in their companies. And because of that, they're really on the hamster wheel, working very, very hard, pushing themselves, trying to contribute, trying to make a difference, trying to, you know, get to this end goal, but the money's going right in the top and coming right out the bottom. And so, you know, my goal is to help entrepreneurs to get systems in place in their business so that it runs like a well-oiled machine, and then teach them how to manage and lead people so that they can transition from being the main producer in their business to being a leader and a coach and a manager to a group of people that are as committed to the business's success as they are, that are invested in getting results, that are there to contribute, and, you know, so much more.
And is there any type of business niches that have more chance of success than others in your experience?
Not really. And the reason I say that, Anne, is, you know, you can decide to start a business in the most lucrative niche there is and not do the right things and still struggle. Whereas you can start a business in a niche that, you know, no one's ever heard of in a very rare space where there's not a lot of potential clients and do all the right things and still have a really high chance of success. So that's why I say it doesn't come down to the business. It comes down to the business owner, because it's all about execution. It is all about execution.
Mm. We get a bit bogged down at times trying to do everything. Is there some simple ways that we can get help, like outside help, without having to put on permanent people that can take care of the technical things or the mundane things for us so we can concentrate on the business?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would say that certainly, you know, you can utilize interns, you can barter, you can source for part-time people, you can look for a retired friend or neighbor, a stay-at-home mom, a high school student, a college student. I mean, there are endless ways that you can get help in your business to accelerate growth without making a huge monthly, you know, commitment right out of the bat. Although you want to try to evolve and grow to that as quickly as you possibly can, so that you get people that are really, truly committed to the bottom line and are there long-term as a part of the business.
Right. So what would you consider a good timeline to aim to be making a profit in your business?
Well, I mean, I think that you should be aiming to make a profit, you know, certainly within the first year. But I also think that within the first year, it's very important that that profit be reinvested in the business. right? So, you know, I think you need to get to the point where you're bringing in revenue, you're closing clients, there's money coming in. But, you know, a large portion of that initially should be reinvested for growth in advertising, in help, in all of those essentials that are going to help you to scale out. Because if your only focus is what you can pull out as fast as you can pull out, yes, you'll be able to take that little small salary each month, but you're cutting off your growth potential because you're not reinvesting for scale.
Well, thanks for sharing those tips as well. So in summary then, for someone that's starting out, they've got an idea, what do you want to give them as some tips to get started?
Well, first of all, I always share the very first thing when I decided that I was going to start my business that I did, and that was hiring a coach. So find someone who has done what you want to do and go pay to work with them, because they're going to help you cut years off your timeline, skip over the pitfalls, avoid costly mistakes, and get there so much faster. That's number one. Number two, as an online entrepreneur that's getting started today, you need to be on camera, on a microphone, or out in front of prospects. So it's about spending your time on things that are going to translate into money and not getting caught up behind the scenes on things that no one's ever really going to see, or that could only be productive and profitable, you know, if you already had done the legwork to build an invested audience.
Thank you. Well, there's some great tips, and I suppose that reflects the modern era of the internet. Everyone's online these days, so we have to get comfortable with speaking.
Yeah, so important, right? Because, yeah, you're not meeting people in person most of the time now. You're communicating with them online, and so it's either, you know, written communication, verbal communication, but the camera is really the place where you're going to connect and sell.
Well, I'm pleased I started going to Toastmasters, because it's certainly helping me be able to put a few words together most of the time.
There you go.
Thanks very much for coming on the Retire Well, Retire Happy show. And if the listeners want to make contact with you, where would they go?
Yeah, I would say definitely Unstoppable Success Radio is the best first step. That's my podcast. It's live every single week. It's designed to help business owners and entrepreneurs grow faster, build smarter, and achieve success in their businesses.
Well, thanks very much. It's been very informative. I'm pleased to have met you, and all the best.
Thanks so much, Anne.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.